Jason Pine, Sports Talk host, is with us. Hey, Piney.
Hello, Heather.
Black Cap squad name for the T20?
Yep.
Yeah, who is it?
Well, it's a very experienced squad. It's they've named experience over youth. They've gone with guys who have been there and done that. Only two haven't been to a T20 World Cup before. One of them is Rachin Ravindra, who's obviously a terrific cricketer who you would find it very hard to leave out. Matt Henry's the other one, and he's played all sorts of cricket. So experience is what they've gone for. The one thing that caught my eye was no absolute specialist wicketkeeper. Tim Seifert hasn't been named in the team. Devin Conway's going to don the gloves. That didn't necessarily work out in the best possible fashion. The last time he did that, he broke a finger. You wouldn't want him doing that in the middle of a T20 tournament. So that might be the one little question mark. Could they have taken a younger, faster bowler, maybe a Will O'Rourke or a Ben Sears? Potentially. But when you look at the team, you think, actually, good balance. They should be able to go fairly deep. We normally make semi-finals at White Ball World Cups, and I wouldn't think that anything less than that would be what they're after when they go to the West Indies and the United States in June.
Piney, listen, on this... The Hurricanes lost to the Brumbies. Are we now going to abandon them and call it for the Blues?
Well, you need to remember where your third or fourth house is here in Wellington,
oh,
obviously.
Jeez, no, seventh or eighth. What are you talking about? I've got an empire. I don't, right. By the way.
Well, look, I think the Hurricanes are probably still favourite.
Yeah.
The Blues kind of didn't get out of jail, but they left it very late to beat who they did, the Reds the other night. The Chiefs were okay against the Waratahs. They still have yet to utterly convince me. The Hurricanes were 8 from 8. They've lost a game. They hardly ever win in Canberra. 2017 was the last time. I think they'll pick themselves up. I don't know whether this is probably going to sound like an excuse, but I don't think you want to go through an entire season unbeaten. That becomes a bit of a monkey on your back. Good to get a loss out of the way so they can charge on towards the back end of the season, really.
Listen, tell me, what's going wrong with the Warriors?
That's a very good question. I would worry more if it wasn't for the excellent roster and the terrific coach that they have. They're not starting games well. Well, actually, they're starting games okay, but then they're letting teams back into games. That's the big issue with the Warriors, I think, at the moment in terms of scoreboard pressure. They're putting themselves under pressure by leaking a lot of unanswered points. You're right, 3 games without a win. When do we start to worry? I think if we get past the next month or so where there are some big tests coming up, then you start to show some concern. At the moment, though, I fully expect they'll bounce back against the Knights on the weekend.
Oh, good. I'm pleased to hear it. Pony, thank you very much, as always. Jason Pine, host of Sports Talk this evening.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.